Encouragement creates encouragement creates encouragement. It is a loop of possibility that drives you into your purpose. Today on Growing Hope, we finish up our talk about the importance of relationships and the power that comes from encouragement loops.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are invested in growing up relationships that will drive us in purpose and on purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, just tossing out a little bit of twisted encouragement to make the day a little bit more interesting. Encouragement of all forms ignites more encouragement, and it ignites it in all different directions. And then before you know it, you'll be caught up in an encouragement loop, where encouragement begets encouragement. Relationships are key to growing your encouragement. They see your talents and praise your talents. They recognize your gifts and honor your gifts, those that you're honing and those that you barely know. They offer praises for your wins, even when it's only a little bit of a win. They give back the encouragement as you give out encouragement. They share your smiles, and those smiles spread beyond. Be invested in relationships by investing in encouragement. And when you invest in encouragement, you create the encouragement loops that will fuel all of your possibilities. I was at the grocery store the other day, and they were playing some unbelievable music over the intercom. I couldn't help but sing and even dance a little as I made my way through the aisles. It took me twice as long because I was enjoying the journey so much. My smiles connected with the others in the store, and they smiled. By the time I got home, I was bouncing with joy, so I shared some of that joy on a social media post. One of my friends saw that post, she shared it, and then she added her own bit of joy along the way, and that joy that she shared made me laugh. Creating an encouragement loop helped me do more that day. Encouragement will stir your ability to do more, and the relationships you invest in will help to stir your encouragement. Encouragement launches up from encouragement, which comes from the insightful shares that the relationships we have built offer us. I spoke at an event last year, the same event where I received a negative review about the presentation I'd given the year before. It was the same event, just a different year. But the review had been bad enough, I was pretty sure I was never going to speak again. Nathan Ingram convinced me that I needed to speak. And so I did. And while I was at WordCamp this past year, someone approached me to tell me what my presentation the year before had meant to her. And then, a little bit later, someone else approached me and told me how my presentation had dared him to do something he had been wanting to do but didn't have the courage to do. They enjoyed my presentation, and their sharing with me encouraged me as I went to present that day. I'd been so caught up in what I was missing that I had missed what I had. The gifts and talents I have, I was overlooking, and I was highlighting the negatives that someone told me I had, but here was somebody telling me the gifts and talents and highlighting those. Their insight provided me with the encouragement that I needed, and I was able to take that encouragement and pour it out when I gave the presentation later that day. Encouragement loops launch possibility living. When we are invested in encouragement, when we are seeking encouragement, when we are pouring out encouragement, then we grow up encouragement, and we need encouragement if we're going to live bold and purposeful lives. Encouragement is literally being in courage. And when you are focused on the gifts, the talents, the positives, the possibilities, then that encouragement grows. And as that encouragement grows, it pours out onto other people around you. It can't stay enclosed. it automatically pours out. And when it pours out, it infuses the other people with encouragement, with the courage to do and to be. And their encouragement grows and pours out, and it comes back to you, and you're caught up in this possibility living that will allow you to reach the big dreams you have for your life, the purposed life that you were created to live and to grow and to be. When you have that encouragement and are invested in encouragement loops, then you really do have what it takes to be all that you're designed to be. You get that encouragement when you're invested in relationships, because the relationships provide you with the courage to walk out your big dreams. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue the process of creating these encouragement loops. Growing Hope will be back after these messages. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are growing up encouragement that will grow up encouragement that will grow up encouragement. I am Katherine Lang, here to help you start your encouragement loops. Join me over at whiteboardofworlddomination.com today to learn more. You are designed to live big dreams. Your big dreams. Your a little bit scary and a little bit impossible dreams. Unique to you. When you are infused with encouragement, literally are in courage, then you can fly into all of your possibilities. When we are infused with courage, then we are bolder in pursuit of purpose. Relationships are what provide us with those little bits of encouragement that are needed to begin building encouragement loops and possibility living. You are encouraged when others see your talents. Not when you're shouting them out, because you don't want people to think, hey, I'm bragging. It's just when you're showing up and they see that you can do and they acknowledge that you do it. When I helped with organizing WordCamp Birmingham this past year, I was in my sweet spot of encouragement and hospitality, and the guys let me take the lead with the special events and the food. I had the chance to exercise those talents, but they noticed, and they said something, and they kept saying something, and the more they complimented the hospitality talent and the encouragement talent, the more I wanted to do it. By the end of the weekend, I had come up with this brilliant idea to put together retreat packages for coaches and for businesses so that they could take advantage of this talent. The acknowledgement that I received about the talent gave me the courage to take a step in a direction I had not even considered before. And then I reached out to some folks that I knew would benefit from the ideas, from the packages, and from the talents, and encouraged those people to take their next step. Relationships encourage your journey when they see your talents, and you're encouraged to encourage others when you share those talents. You are encouraged by others when they recognize your gifts. You know, those gifts that you have honed, but also those gifts that you have yet discovered or that you keep hidden away. For years, I worked on building a professional platform. I was going to be professional. I had shifted my website design. I shifted my business cards. I even shifted the way I wrote to reflect this new professional persona. While sitting with some friends visiting one day, I got them laughing. And one of them said, "You know, you really should do stand-up." A few weeks later, during a conference that I only got to attend once a year, I had the chance to reconnect with some people that I only got to visit with online. And we were laughing together and we were telling stories. And one of them looked at me and said, "You know, you really need to do stand-up." Yeah, I know, right? So a few weeks after that, I decided I needed to reevaluate. And I asked some people closest to me to review my website, review this new direction, and share their thoughts. One of them shocked me. She said, "What's missing most to me is your gift for humor." The people around me saw my gift for laughing and for sharing laughter, and it encouraged me to allow that professional persona side to include humor and laughter and a little snarky rainbows. Maybe it wasn't the way that they had suggested, but laughter was essential nonetheless. Relationships encourage you to step up and to step out when they highlight your gifts, even those gifts that you have been keeping hidden away. When others notice your wins, you are encouraged to move towards more wins. You're motivated to do more when people notice what you're doing. You don't want to talk about your wins because you don't want people talking about, you know, "Oh, they think they're all that," as my husband says, and a bag of chips, thank you very much. But you feel good when others notice your wins, even when it's only a little bit of your overall big dream. My son and I think a lot alike in a lot of areas. And so I know if I need an objective eye and a blunt opinion, he's the place to go. He's going to provide it. I worked through my whiteboard of world domination plan and I shared the results with him. He liked what I had done and he began to brag about what I had done with his dad, telling him about my little bit of a win. But then my son took what I had done and he used the format to plot his own big dreams. He encouraged me in my little bit of a win by sharing what I was doing, but then he exploded that encouragement by taking it in, himself and using it to create his own steps. So he inspired me even more. Relationships encourage you through your little bit of wins and inspire more wins in the process. When you encourage others with the encouragement that you've received, that encouragement that you give out boomerangs back to you again. Sometimes it comes from the same engagement. Sometimes it comes from your own words. And sometimes it comes from a direction you never even expected. A few years back, I had a chance to write a weekly inspirational column in the local paper. And my goal was always to take a story and then twist out a bit of encouragement from the story. Most of the time, when I shared the words with others, it just left me with a smile. I just knew it was something that made me happy. And in that encouraging, I was encouraged. But one day I got an email from a man I knew at church. He wanted me to know how much he enjoyed the column and that he was forwarding that column to a list of people every week. My words encouraged him so much so that he passed on those words to encourage others. And then he shared his act of encouragement with me, which encouraged me even more. That is the ultimate in an encouragement loop. Relationships allow us the opportunity to encourage, and that encouragement produces encouragement that comes back to us. When you share a smile, the smile always returns to you. Try it. Smiles are contagious. When someone close to you tosses a smile your way, whether online or in person, you find that you're smiling. Just talking about smiling creates smiles, and it'll make you smile. I bet you're smiling right now. Relationships give us the reason to smile and to share smiles with us as well. We are so much stronger and so much bolder when we are invested in relationships, because relationships build the encouragement we need to give wings to our big dreams. I've mentioned my friend Mandy on several occasions because she is a built-in encouragement loop for me. When I think about Mandy, I smile. When I share with Mandy on social media, I smile. When she shares with me, I smile. When I talk about Mandy, I smile. We all need people in our lives that are fountains of encouragement for us and us for them. Sharing encouragement allows encouragement to grow, and then there is even more encouragement available to pass along. Encouragement never depletes. It is a constantly filling fountain as long as you're invested in finding and giving and being encouragement. When you look around you right now, there is something to encourage you. There is something to bring a smile to your face or to make you laugh. And then you pass that along. And when you pass it along, you're more encouraged. And the more encouraged you are, the more you find encouragement around you. And then you're positioned to pass that along. You see how this encouragement loop works? You're encouraged, so you encourage, which encourages you to encourage, and then you're encouraged. The more invested we are in being encouraged and in finding an encouragement and giving encouragement, the more encouragement fuels the fire that will launch our possibilities. Encouragement is vital because it is literally instilling courage to take that step, to be bold in purpose, and to do things that only you are uniquely designed to do. It takes courage to walk out your uniqueness because the world is going to tell you to align with its rules. Encouragement allows you to step out into you. When you invest in relationships, those relationships will grow the courage you need to step into your unique design. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the truths that it is all about relationships.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and CompTech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we're learning the metrics of the encouragement loop. I am Catherine Lang, your encourager extraordinaire. If you're struggling to pursue your big dreams, connect with me at coachforfocus.com and schedule your free 30-minute jumpstart call. We can all use an infusion of courage now and then. And when we connect with others, we can look to others to be that infusion that we need. We can look to others to be the encouragement that will ignite our possibility thinking. We all have something to give to others. And when we offer encouragement, we find that that encouragement will grow and it will spread into our own hearts and pour out of our lives onto others, which will grow their encouragement and pour out and will receive encouragement. Encouragement creates an encouragement loop that keeps the encouragement flowing. And relationships are the catalyst for encouragement loops. Relationships encourage you when they see your talents. Relationships encourage you when they recognize your gifts. Relationships encourage you when they offer praise for the wins, and even if it's just a little bit. Relationships encourage you when they give back the encouragement you share. Relationships encourage you when they offer you a smile or pass back one you gave them. Relationships grow up your encouragement when they activate the encouragement loop that fuels your ability to do more. But it all starts with relationships, because it's all about relationships. Everything worth doing and worth being begins with the foundational relationships that inspire, encourage, motivate, and activate you into all that you're uniquely designed to be and to do. We are not supposed to do it alone. We are supposed to make the choices to live out our bold and purposeful life. It is up to us to take the steps. But the relationships around us and the relationships on which we build our foundation, those are the reasons that we can make the choices that we need to make. We are designed to be in relationships, and we need to be invested in creating the foundational relationships that will get us to where we want to go, that will allow us to be firm and strong when the circumstances aren't what we thought they should be, and that will give us what we need to launch into our possibilities. Relationships make the difference. Foundational relationships begin with connections. They grow up with intentional engagements. Foundational relationships provide the accountability we need to get it done. Foundational relationships create the support that is essential to standing, to moving, and to balance. Foundational relationships are the catalyst for your encouragement loops. No matter what you're doing or where you're going, you get there when you decide to put a foundation down for your journey in and through the relationships. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey to discover encouragement loops and to understand how it is all about relationships. Relationships are a vital component to building your balanced life. And your investment in this relationship here on Growing Hope, it makes my day brighter. It encourages me to share more words of hope and inspiration. It inspires me to be all that I'm uniquely designed to be. I look forward to hearing how your journey into a balanced life is going. And remember, if you've missed any of the Balanced Life episodes of Growing Hope, you can still catch up. Just go over to the growinghoperadio.com website and you can watch and listen any way you want. Also, please connect with me while you're there at the growinghoperadio.com website, or you can join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group. And you always can email me directly, contact@growinghoperadio.com. However you grow up your relationships, be invested in growing up relationships. Be connected, be engaged, be encouraged, and fly into all of your unique possibilities. You are designed to be more than you can imagine. It is time to move into your unique design, one step at a time. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says, or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.